Okay, shalom everyone. We're going to try go over parts of Megillat Esther, get a little bit of a feeling of the Megillah, what it's about, what's happening around here. Megillah starts off, Ibn Me'ah Hashverosh, Hu Hashverosh HaMolech Mehodu Ve'ad Kush, Sheva Ve'esir Mu'ah Medina. Rashi, in his first comment on Megillat Esther, wants to place us historically, get the background of what's happening here in Megillat Esther. Rashi says, Ibn Me'ah Hashverosh, Melech Parasaya, שמלך תחת כורש לסוף 70 שנה של גלות בבל. Rashi is basically telling us what's happening here. We are located historically at the end of the 70 years of גלות בבל. The end of the 70 years, גלות בבל was a galut that when we went out to the galut, before we went out, we knew that in 70 years time, we knew according to prophecy of Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu, Daniel, we knew that according that in 70 years time, a king would come, a king by the name of Koresh. And he will say, can go back to Israel, rebuild Bet HaMikdash. 7 years come. Koresh comes. And he says, anyone who wants to go, can go and rebuild Bet HaMikdash. What happens with the Jews? Most of them stay where they were. Only a small amount, 42,300 people, actually get up and leave and go to Israel. Everyone else remains where they are. So we're in a situation where the Galut could have ended, but for various reasons, Jews decided not to end it. They wanted to stay on. Not only did they choose to stay on, the Gemara says, "Lo ala ezra mibavel eretz Yisrael ad she'asa lebavel kesolet nekiya." Solet nekiya means that he cleaned it all up. It means the people that Ezra took with him to Eretz Yisrael are all the people who, for different reasons, you'd maybe call them musfits or didn't make it there. They had a hard time and they wanted to leave. But anyone who felt things were going properly for him, said, I'll come up later, I'll move later. How do people, only 7 years after the exile, they hear that the exact prophecy happens. It says a king by the name of Koresh is going to come. A king by the name of Koresh comes. He says he can go. How don't they go? What's happening there? But we see that even when they go to Eretz Yisrael, it isn't that they go to Eretz Yisrael and now miraculously Beit HaMikdash comes down from heaven and everything's fine. They come to Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, their political issues and the other problems that they need to deal with. And things are actually very complicated for them. Very, very complicated for them. They're over there. And their political problems, financial problems, security problems, people are fighting them, people are sending the people in Israel that were exiled to Israel from other countries, by Nebuchadnezzar, when he exiled us out, are trying to fight them. And things are hard. And the building of Beit HaMikdash comes to a halt because a delegation of people sent letters to Ahasuerus and convince him to stop building Beit HaMikdash. So this is Ahasuerus. Rashi makes another comment about Ahasuerus, and that we'll have to try and see as we go through throughout the Megillah, try and work this thing out. There's a debate in the Gemara if Ahasuerus was a bad king or not a bad king. And Rashi here takes a very clear stand, and he says, Hu Ahasuerus berisho, hu berishato mitchilato ve'ad sofo. Meaning Ahasuerus was wicked. On one hand, if you just read through the Megillah, you could think, you know, Ahasuerus is a... We don't know what the story is yet. It seems like if Haman is the really bad guy, and Mordechai is the good guy, and Ahasuerus is like in between, it seems kind of gullible or something like that. Rashi tells us, guys, look carefully, and you'll notice that the story is a different story. We've got a wicked king here, Berish'ato mitchilato ve'ad sofo. So now we know the historical time, what's happening, what maybe should have happened in those days. Bnei Israel should have been coming to Eretz Israel saying, yeah, we're rebuilding Beit HaMikdash. That didn't happen. And we understand that the king here, he's on top of everything. He knows what he's doing. He's wicked. He's bad. Okay, so these are the first two introductions that Rashi gives us. Then he gives another comment on the first pasuk here, Hamolech, and he says, Shemalach me'atzmo velo haya mizera melucha. Telling us Ahasuerus, he didn't start as king. And somehow he managed to build up and become king after Koresh. We don't know how, but he doesn't belong to the he wasn't a king before, and the Gemara in Megillah tells us that his wife, Vashti, she was a daughter of Belshazzar, and the reason that he married her was to be married into the royal family. So these are pieces of background that Rashi decides to give to the stage. Two of them crucial for understanding the whole Megillah. The last one, more important just maybe for understanding the first chapter of the Megillah. Okay, the Megillah goes on and says, בימים הם כשבט המלך החשברוש על כיסא מלכותו אשר בשושן הבירה, בשנת שלוש למולכו, עשה משתה לכל שריו ועבדיו, חיל פרס ומדי. Goes on. And these psukim also, they're problematic. They're problematic because they don't make sense. What does it mean? Obviously, if he's king, so he's the one in kingship. What does it have to tell us? בימים הם כשבט המלך רשברוש. Obviously, he's the one sitting on the throne because he's the king. The Megillah says the Rashi over here just tells us, Rashi's got an interesting thing. He says, כשנתקיים המלכות בידו. Says, no, this is when he managed to establish the kingdom. That makes sense. 3 years till he settles everything down. But then Rashi adds on something else and he says, ורבותינו פירשו בעניין אחר במסכת מגילה. Says the Gemara in Megillah has got some kind of other comment. Now, Rashi is going to use this kind of comment quite often on his Pirush for Megillat Esther. And later on in his Pirush for Megillat Esther, he'll explain to us what is this other thing that Rabotenu Pirushu. We'll give some of it already over here. The Gemara in Megillah explains that this whole feast that we're going to read about now, Achashverosh making a feast because he feels that his government now, his kingdom now is empowered, it's settled down, it's proper, he doesn't have to worry anymore. This is all about him knowing the prophecy of the Jews coming back after 7 years and coming to a conclusion, and we won't go into that now, of exactly how he does the calculation, that the 7 years are up now. And he says, 8 years ago, Belshazzar thought that the 7 years were up, but he made a mistake. And the night that Belshazzar had a feast to celebrate the 7 years being up and Bnei Israel not going back to Eretz Israel. And what does that mean? There was a prophecy. Or take it a step back. It means Jerusalem for many years, for 400 years, Israel was being conquered by different empires. And always one city withstood everything. That was Jerusalem. It led to a situation that when Yirmiyahu wanted the people of Jerusalem to do tshuva, and he came to them and said, do tshuva, they told him, listen, look back on the mountain, you see what we've got there, we've got Bet HaMikdash. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, they told him, no one can conquer us, it's God's house, no one can touch us. The Jews thought so, and the rest of the world also got that kind of feeling. It was invincible. And then finally, Nebuchadnezzar conquers Jerusalem. What did the Jews say? No, we knew it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. The prophet told us. He said something else. We're coming back in 7 years. Wait a few minutes. 7 years, we'll be back. So the first 6 years, everyone's happy. But then when it comes towards the end of the 7 years, whoever's in power doesn't know how's this going to happen. How are the Jews suddenly going to leave everywhere? They scattered throughout the rest of the world. Suddenly they're all going to go back to Eretz Israel. How is that going to happen? No one knows how that's going to happen. So everyone's kind of wary about it. And now Achashverosh says that 7 years have come to an end and the Jews have not come back to Eretz Israel. And that is what this feast is all about. That's enough for today. Bye.